The Comedy Punk Soundbites, Bite 1. The story so far. Jade, son of Calgol and heir to the throne of Chafford Hundred, has journeyed through the dangerous lands, her only companions a trusty dwarf called Gonad and a three-day-old sausage. She quests for the Sword of Osram, knowing that once she holds the sacred blade, she can return home and defeat Dark Lord Kevin, the Demon Snatch. But first, she must cross the Desert of Bacon.
This is your first tarot reading?
Yes, I'm a bit nervous, to tell the truth.
Oh, well, no need. It's all quite safe and straightforward.
Unless I get the death card, of course.
Oh, no. This is a common misconception. The death card need not mean the physical death, just a change, as in the death of one way of life and the beginning of a new one.
Oh, I see. Phew.
So, let's see what the cards they foretell. Ah, now the dagger. Now, I know you are a smoker, but I wonder, have you thought about giving up recently?
Yes, I have been thinking about that. Wow.
Yes, you see, the dagger symbolizes the cutting of ties, you know, with people, or in this case, their habits.
Right. It doesn't symbolize stabbing pains.
No. So, let's see what is next. Pandora's box. Now, this indicates the revelation of something previously unknown. That's what this picture of the chest symbolizes.
Ah, now that is interesting.
Really?
Yes, because that's where I'm currently getting the stabbing pains in my chest.
Oh, well, not to worry. If it were anything serious, we would have seen the death card by now. It will all become clear on the next card. Ah, I think you may have a secret admirer.
Actually, I think I'd rather have a doctor.
Yes, definitely a romance in the air. You see, this card is the Queen of...
Hearts,
actually. And, oh, silly me, I've only gone and left the death card out of the pack. What a twit. We will have to do it all again.
Oh, God!
Right, well, we just take that as read then, shall we? Okay, next!
Let us prepare for the sacrifice.
Ooh!
What?
Sacrifice?
Yes, Barry, sacrifice, you know.
Is it likely to be violent?
Well, you could say that, Barry, yes. We place the chicken on the altar and stab it with a very large, ornate knife.
Ooh!
And then we drain the blood off the chicken into the chalice whilst it dies horribly.
That doesn't sound very nice.
It's not supposed to be nice, Barry. We worship Satan. We carry out foul deeds. We revel in death and blood and pain.
Ah!
Oh, every bloody time.
You said your card developed a fault.
Not a fault exactly, no. More an improvement.
Your car's developed an improvement?
You see that Aston Martin over there? It's supposed to be a Ford Mondeo. A 15-year-old Ford Mondeo.
Blimey. You've let that improve a bit.
It's my own fault. I came out one morning and noticed one of the dents had repaired itself. I should have done something then. Next thing I know, it's turned into an Aston Martin.
Still, lucky you, eh?
Lucky? How is that lucky? Because of this hot set of wheels, I have an endless stream of young nubile women throwing themselves at me.
Oh, I don't see what's wrong with... I'll take your point, Vicar.
Quite. I've already been in the tabloids twice this week, and if one more person calls me Rev...
Sorry.
The maintenance bills on a high-performance car like this are phenomenal. And look at this insurance quote.
Whoa! What does that work out per month?
That is per month.
Ow. Well, look, I wasn't going to mention this, but I'm a bit of a used car salesman on the side. I convince people to buy a great car for a bargain price, and when they get home, they find out it's really a crapped-out old banger. If I convince you to buy the Aston for 10 quid, it should turn back into an old Mondeo.
That won't work. I'm not the gullible type, and I... Did you say 10 quid?
1,000 miles to the gallon.
Wow. And I can set it on and make a massive profit. I'll buy it.
Great. In you get.
Hang on. This is just a clapped out Mondeo.
Ta-da!
Oh, but that's brilliant. Oh, no, that's not right. It shouldn't start first time.
Okay, turn her off. Reliable motor, this. Starts in all weathers. Do I look like a liar? My little old mum would sob if she wasn't dead. There, try it now.
Perfect.
Now on Radio Mumbly, another in our contemporary biography series, A Day in the Life. This week, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling.
I'm minted, absolutely minted. See this? Spare room. Have a look. See anything? No, because it's filled with cash. hang on. Got to do some writing now. Harry Potter and the Nibbly Pimble. Who cares? That's another million. Flipping minted.
And now a sneak preview of next week's episode, where we examine a day in the life of Prime Minister David Cameron.
What have I done?
That's A Day in the Life next week.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Minge.
Oh, Mrs. Goss, how lovely. Come and sit next to me, dear.
Oh, thank you, dear. Bus is a bit late today.
Yeah, mind you, not as bad as yesterday. The 7:10 didn't turn up until 7:30, so I missed the 8:15 connector to Smelch.
Ain't it terrible? Hang on, yesterday was Sunday.
No, dear, didn't you know? Sunday didn't turn up, so they ran Monday early.
Did they? So what? Today's Tuesday.
Thursday. Tuesday got stuck. Leaves on the calendar.
What about Wednesday?
Oh, I don't know about Wednesday. I accidentally dropped some of my grandson's E's. I've been larging it since Friday night.
Oh, what a palaver. I remember when the buses used to run on time.
Yes. Not like 1973. Yes, don't you remember? 1973 developed a fault and they had to rerun part of 1972.
I wondered why Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep was number one for so long.
Yes. Of course, because they rerun 1972, 1975 arrived before 1974.
Oh, crazy times.
Yes. Still, you know what they say? If you can remember the 70s.
What, fashions?
No.
Space hoppers?
No.
Bay City rollers?
No.
Flock wallpaper?
No.
Interior design, Nixon, Watergate, very tight trousers for men?
No. I was saying, if you can remember the 70s...
Weebles!
You weren't really there.
Where?
What?
I definitely don't remember the 80s.
Oh, why is that?
I died in 1979.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you're looking good on it.
Yes, but keep it to yourself. I'm still collecting my pension.
Ah, crafty car.
I wish this bus would get a move on. I hate being late.
Oh, Lord of Darkness, we... Barry?
Yes?
Must you wear that?
Well, you said there was going to be lots of blood and guts, and I didn't want to get it on me robe.
Barry, it's a pinny. It's a pinny with flowers on it.
Only blood can be so hard to remove from this sort of material.
Granted, but that's why we wear black, do you see? It doesn't show up as much. Anyway, an apron is just not the done thing. It's off-putting.
But it's a calf kidston.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes. No. No, Barry.
No what?
Aprons are out. Right out. Take it off.
Oh, okay.
No, Barry. Barry, that's fine. Just, give it to me. I'll, look after it.
Margaret, have you heard? There's been a...
Oh, no, Sebastian. It's simply awful.
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 Dreadful.
Dreadfully awful.
Mater, Pater, have you heard? There's been a...
Yes, we were just saying, it's dreadful.
Awful. How is...
Well, you can imagine.
How awful.
But it's...
I know.
No, hang on, I think I've lost the thread here.
Oh, do keep up, Pater. It's simply dreadful.
Oh, yes. Have they found the...
No.
Oh, please. Must we go into all the gory details?
I'm sorry, Margaret. I was forgetting your...
Quite.
Does the ointment...
A bit, yes.
Harry, why don't you...
Not in slacks this tight, Father, no.
Oh, it's all too simply...
Awful?
Dreadful. And what with your father's...
Oh, why must you always bring that up?
Please, this is no time for recriminations.
It isn't?
I'm not sure anymore.
Well, one thing is for sure. It's awful.
Dreadfully awful.
Awfully dreadful.
Don't exaggerate, Harry. It's not that bad.
No. Well, I must go. I need to...
Of course. You will remember to clear up the...
Yes. Toodle-pip.
And they say the art of conversation is...
Do they? How awful.
Dreadfully awful, Margaret. Dreadfully awful.
Adam, I've got something to tell you. There's no easy way to say it, so... Adam, I'm 3 weeks overdue.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
I've checked the dates.
But Joy, 3 weeks. My God, that's £2 a week.
Pardon?
The fines, Joy, the fines.
But if you just take me back, we can renew our relationship.
No, we were fools to think this could ever work. I'm a boring little man and you're a... Well, to be frank, you're a library book.
Is that wrong?
Fairly unusual. Oh, it's my own fault. I just can't help dating library books.
Books? Plural? How could you?
I'm a librarian. It's my job.
I thought you were different. Special. When we first met, you were so passionate.
Of course I was passionate, Joy. You're the joy of sex. I wasn't after grouting tips. Anyway, well, I'm not the first, am I?
Oh, come on. You knew I was popular. I can't help it if a few of my pages are creased. Oh, I get it. You want a later edition.
What's wrong with that? There are all sorts available now. There's a full-colour edition, a braille edition. There's even an edition with realistic hair and gripping hands.
That's Action Man.
Sorry, yes. The point is, I want to move on. Try something new. Maybe a few of those new e-books. They're fast, small...
Easy to download.
That sounds dirty, but I don't know why.
That explains why you've been sneaking off every 5 minutes to play with your iTouch.
And I think I'm bi-curious.
Come off it. You hate biographies. Right then, take me back to the library. I want to be read by someone who'll appreciate me. Maybe I'll let your friends borrow me. I can tell them all about your tiny dictionary.
I do appreciate you. It's just, I don't know, I'd just like to spice things up a bit.
Well, look, we could always, you know, get another book involved.
Go on.
We could go to a bookshop, pick up a copy of Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
What, you mean... Pay for it?
I have full details on page 69. Fantasy section.
Let's do it. God, you're fantastic. How come you always know just what to say?
You're a man. I can read you like a book.
Well, Lestrade, another case solved.
Amazing, Mr. Holmes. Your powers of deduction. I don't know how you do it.
I'm sure Dr. Watson will explain it all in one of his over-dramatised serialisations.
Indeed, Mr. Holmes, indeed. I can see it now. The adventure of the tremulous ladyboys.
Ah. Yes, perhaps I should ask Watson to hold off on this one. I don't think Victorian society is quite ready for the shocking... disgusting exploits revealed by this investigation.
Quite right, Mr. Holmes, quite right. Filthy goings on. Absolutely filthy goings on. But I must confess, your remarkable abilities do seem more like lucky guesses at times.
Not at all. Observation and the application of logical deduction, Lestrade.
So you say, Mr. Holmes, so you say. But these flamboyant villains are one thing. You'd be hard-pressed to deduce anything from the likes of ordinary people like me.
Well, let's see. You smoke cigarettes of a Turkish blend.
As you have seen me do on numerous occasions.
You are left-handed and have a job that requires much paperwork, as can be witnessed by the frayed edges on your left jacket cuff. You have a wife and two children, as indicated by your wedding ring, and...
Again, all simple stuff.
And by night you go to the docks and...
Oh my God, it's witchcraft, you've done it again, core blimey. Oh, is that the time?
Whilst at the docks you...
I really must be going.
Dress up as a woman called Doris?
Well, this has been fascinating, Mr. Holmes.
And while at the docks dressed as a woman called Doris, you... Oh, for the love of God, why squirrels?
Well, as I say, I must be going. If you could pass my handcuffs?
Certainly, here they are. Ah, I note that you've... Oh, you've got to be kidding. With Watson?
Oh, Mr. Holmes, I thought it was you. I've bought you some tea and sandwiches.
Oh, grub. Lovely. I'm ravenous.
Ah, Mrs. Hudson! Thank God, a diversion. And if my powers of observation do not deceive me, you've spent all afternoon... Oh, dear.
What is it, Mr. Holmes?
Oh, nothing. But I'd give those cucumber sandwiches a miss if I were you.
Now, Barry, have you brought the sacrifice?
I have, yes.
Good.
But I don't think you're going to like it.
You did manage to get something, didn't you, Barry?
Yes, but...
Is it a chicken?
It is, but I don't think...
Well, then, bring forth the sacrifice. Barry.
Behold the sacrifice!
What's that?
It's a chicken!
Barry, it's shrink-wrapped.
It was all I could get at, Aldi.
Barry, it's already dead. What do you not get about sacrifice?
All I know is I traipsed around town for 2 hours trying to get this. Do you want it or not? Only I've got some spuds on the bonfire.
Sacrificial fire, Barry, not but... Oh, just give it here.
Will you be wanting pudding?
Yes, yes, please. That would be lovely.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Ooh, What's My Naughty? And welcome to our regular panel, Mrs. Audrey Biggott, leader of the Campaign for Freedom of Intolerance.
Hello.
Humphrey Manlove, winner of the Beardy Corduroy's Beardy Corduroy Wear of the Year Award.
Hey there.
And last but not first, a jar of unconfirmed meat-based drink, which is stepping in at the last minute to replace Giles Brandreth, who was sadly bitten by a rabid marrow. Now, you all know the rules, so there's absolutely no reason for me to explain them again. So without further ado, here are the rules!
Hello!
Thank you, the rules! Now, on with the show. Can we please have our first sinner to mind their sin and ask our panellists, ooh, what's my naughty?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. I bet that hurt.
Ooh. Oh, dear God, no!
Well, I wouldn't want him getting thee behind me on a dark night. I'd have to turn the other cheek. So, Mrs. Biggott, over to you.
Does it involve squirrels?
No.
Can you do it in, rill?
Yes.
Oh, did you practice this as a child?
Possibly, but I can only remember brief snatches.
Can't we all?
Well, I can't.
Does it chafe?
It does around Guildford, but I have unguents.
Ah, do you use a flannel?
You'll need to be more specific, Humphrey.
Do you wear a harness?
The wife likes to, but unfortunately I'm not married.
Ah, does your hair grow when you're doing this?
I don't think he can answer that without giving you the answer.
Damn.
Don't want to hurry you, panellists, but for God's sake, hurry up!
Is he black?
You're along the right lines.
Did you frottage a pauper?
No, I'm going to have to pass it along to the unconfirmed meat-based drink. Any guesses? No? You'll kick yourself. Well, you would if you had legs. No? Okay then, sinner, tell the panel, ooh, what's my naughty?
I watch Jeremy Kyle.
Dear God, every day?
Yes, out of my window, every morning, and then again at night, late at night, while he's sleeping.
You disgust me! Get off my stage! I feel unclean and sullied. Sorry, you two.
It's okay!
We're off now, but I'll be back on tomorrow with another edition of Bugger My Neighbour. Cheerios!
The Comedy Punk Soundbites were written and performed by Stuart and Samantha Robinson and James Potter.
Now, bro, Barry, fucking hell. The crunch. Fuck off to the brunch. Crunch, crunch. Oh, fuck. Fucking damn. Right. www.comedypunks.co.uk.